This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirmed Monday he plans to change the constitution during talks with counterpart Vladimir Putin in Russia, the Kremlin said. Lukashenko, who has been in power for 26 years, began raising the question of changing the constitution several years ago. Since mass protests began after his controversial re-election August 9th, Lukashenko has presented this as a way to respond to public desire for social change. He also proposed holding the next presidential polls early. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin bestowed a $1.5 billion loan on Belarus Monday after Lukashenko flew to entreat his patron for more support. Partial results Monday show the ruling United Russia Party secured landslide wins at weekend regional elections, but lost its majority in a Siberian city council contested by supporters of stricken Kremlin critic Alexander Navalny. Supporters of the opposition politician made rare gains and won seats in some cities. The German government says specialist labs in France and Sweden have now confirmed Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok, AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
A German military laboratory previously confirmed the substance in his samples. German government spokesman Stefan Seibert says that the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has also received samples and is taking steps to have those tested at its reference laboratories. Navalny fell ill on a Russian domestic flight on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany 2 days later for specialist treatment in hospital. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Monday, the European Union ramped up pressure on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to step back from breaking the Brexit divorce treaty, delaying a key decision on London's euro clearing, just as he faces a rebellion in the British Parliament. The European Union says Johnson's plan would wreck trade talks and propel the United Kingdom towards a messy Brexit, while former British leaders have warned that breaking the law is a step too far right that will tarnish the country's image. The House of Commons is due to vote on moving the internal market bill, which the EU has demanded London scrap by the end of the month, to its next amendment stage after a debate that Johnson will introduce. Monday, the EU asked China to grant independent observers access to its Xinjiang region, where Beijing is accused of orchestrating widespread rights abuses against the region's Muslim Uyghur population. EU Council President Charles Michel says the call was made during a video conference with Chinese President Xi Jinping, where EU concerns about Beijing's new security law for Hong Kong were also raised. While the meeting, which took the place of a full in-person summit with all 27 EU leaders that had to be canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic, focused on trade and climate change, Michel said the European side had not shied away from thorny rights issues. TikTok has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its partner in the United States that could help keep the popular video sharing app running in the U.S., AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Trump administration had threatened to ban TikTok by September 20th and ordered its parent company, ByteDance, to sell its U.S. business, claiming national security risks and spying concerns because it's Chinese-owned. TikTok denied the charge and sued the Trump administration at the same time it started discussions with possible U.S. partners. Microsoft said Sunday its bid was rejected. No word yet from Oracle or TikTok. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Monday Israel should not protect a former Mexican official believed to be residing there. He added Israel had been informed of an arrest warrant against the individual. Tomás Zarón is an official in the previous administration who was wanted for tampering with evidence and torture in the case of 43 missing students, among other crimes. López Obrador said Zarón was not, quote, politically persecuted. The Lebanese military killed a wanted militant leader during a raid in the country's north that also left four of its troops dead, the army said Monday. The raid near the northern town of Minya occurred late Sunday and targeted the house of one of Lebanon's most wanted extremists, Khaled Telawi, who was blamed for an attack last month that killed three men in a northern village. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.